How to do buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is February 22nd, 2022. Goodness, I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kelly. Yeah, it's a Tuesday full of twos, isn't it?
It's an extra strength Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, it might be maximum, might actually be prescription strength Tuesday.
It might be.
I mean, all of those twos.
Yeah, this is maximum Tuesday, I guess we could say.
That's where we're at.
Okay. Well, on this maximum Tuesday, we have a couple of updates, alleged updates, pieces of information.
Rumors, leaks, gossip.
Yeah. About the next iPhone. And one of the first one we want to discuss is different 5G chips, presumably coming in the next version, right?
Right. Yeah. This is, you know, these are supplier reports, which may or may not be accurate, but they've been getting a little more legit lately. It looks like Apple is going to be switching over to a TSMC 5G chip instead of the previous Samsung model, which will enable Wi-Fi 6E potentially, but it will also make it sip the battery a lot slower.
Okay.
So it should improve the battery performance, which is always a good thing.
Indeed. Now, we got this from, I don't remember where we got this from. It was a supply chain thing.
Okay. Yeah, it came out of Taiwan's Economic Daily News.
Okay.
Which is always fun to read because I have to translate it and then make sure the translation is right. But, yeah. You know, fun times.
Yeah. So, it would be good news. And a thing that you know, we talk about semi-regularly here is things like battery life. You know, Apple always gets hammered for it, but nobody really talks about the fact that almost every time a new phone comes out, whatever the new one is doing, like the new one will have at least what the old one had and then a little bit more, even if it does a lot more. So right. Battery tech is always something it feels like Apple's kind of forcing to innovate. And then, all anybody cares about is, you know, my 5-year-old iPhone doesn't have the battery life it used to. And so now I'll see you in court. And so I kind of feel like every once in a while they should be applauded for the battery stuff that they're doing, you know, the versions of macOS and iOS that come out that are better for your battery, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Those should get more attention, in my opinion. Not because I think Apple is an amazing company that does all kinds of amazing things, but specifically when it comes to the battery, Apple is always looking at that and always trying to optimize. So I'm always glad to see when there are more improvements. And it looks like this new chip might do the job.
It very well might. You know, it's a good stopgap until they decide to make their own, which, you know, we know that
it's really just a question of time, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see where that goes, particularly if it's something they start rolling out in the iPads as well.
Right now, we're only hearing about it for the iPhone 14.
Right.
But, you know, there again, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah. So, that's usually how that works is, we get a new iPad that's using whatever the currently shipping iPhone processor has in it, or iPhone has in it as a processor, and then we get the next iPhone that's like, you know, one step above or whatever, so depending. So it'll be interesting if this new chip works out like that, if they start putting that in iPads as well. So we'll have to see.
Yeah.
Another thing that we've seen from Ye Olde Gossip Factory is some more information about ProMotion in new phones or not.
Yeah, right. Or not. You know, a lot of mid-range Android phones have started supporting 120 hertz refresh displays. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of hoping that the base model iPhone 14 would follow suit. Mm-hmm. But latest, again, supplier reports says, nope, yeah, not going to happen.
Okay. So what is this like that we're talking about here? It's not cinematic mode from shooting video.
No. This is the actual display that you watch your videos on.
It's the screen itself. Email. Okay.
Yep. Yep. The actual screen. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's a technology that Apple uses in the iPhone 13 Pro models. Mm-hmm. It's a different type of OLED display.
Yeah.
That it allows for variable refresh rate.
Okay.
Being able to change the refresh rate on a smartphone is crucial if you've got 120 hertz.
Okay.
Because you don't always need, you know, when I'm reading my email, I don't need the screen refreshing 120,000 times.
That is true.
Yeah. You know,
which also comes back again to, it's good for your battery to not use that kind of refresh rate if you're not doing anything that requires it.
That's exactly why it does it. It dials back the refresh rate when you don't need 120 hertz, mm-hmm, so that it doesn't drain your battery in 30 seconds.
Yeah. Which should be great news again.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is only a good thing for your phone, especially because it's not like you need it for text.
Right.
So, yeah.
So we thought that Apple was going to be incorporating the LPTO technology, which is what allows the variable refresh rate, mm-hmm, into the base model iPhone 14s.
Okay.
That would allow them to have 120 hertz ProMotion, but supplier reports that came out yesterday point to a company getting all of the orders for the base model iPhone 14s, and that company does not make LPTO. They only make LPTS.
Okay. And what is the difference between the O and the S?
It's several letters in the alphabet difference.
Okay. In a phone?
LPTS does not allow for variable refresh rate.
Okay. So
it's a different material. I'd have to look at my article again to remember the names.
Okay. It's all good.
Low temperature polysilicate, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. So in practical terms, it looks like if you really want that refresh rate, you're going to have to get a Pro or, you know, a 13 Pro to make that happen.
Right. Or 14 Pro when it comes out. And you know, side note, we're looking at the 14 Pro price difference being $100 more than it used to be.
Okay. So at that point, maybe the 13 Pro, even if the 14 Pro is an option, might be a good choice for you for several reasons, depending. So, and they usually sell that. Like right now, the current phone is the 13 and the 13 Pro, and you can still get a 12 Pro, I believe. I don't think you can get the other, like a regular 12, but I think you can get a 12 Pro, which would be a little bit less money.
12 Pro Max, you can still get.
Okay. So you have options. And, you know, if you need that, then maybe the 13 Pro, once the 14 is out, will be a good option for that. We'll have to see. So, that's it for, phone rumors.
For now.
And
there's always tomorrow.
Yeah. But we do have another piece of, interesting information we want to discuss. And we will get to that momentarily. But first, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who's Thesis. So if you look at your inbox, do you have a lot of unread email right now? Or are you procrastinating on something else because by listening to the show instead of doing that other thing? If that's the case, if you're having trouble with GSD or even just getting things started, then Thesis is here to help. Thesis makes personalized supplement formulas. They're based on nootropics. The science of nootropics, and those are natural, powerful ingredients. You can take their 3-minute online quiz, and then Thesis will recommend nootropic formulas customized just for you. I've been doing it, and it's been super helpful with juggling lots of things all at the same time. Over 60,000 other people have used Thesis for better results, and now you can too. Right now, Thesis is offering my listeners 10% off your first starter kit when you visit takethesis.com/TDO. You go to takethesis.com/TDO, take the quiz, find your unique nootropic combination, and you can save 10% on that starter kit. That's takethesis.com/TDO. Make sure to use my URL to let them know I sent you. And I'd like to thank Thesis for sponsoring the show today. So the next thing we have to talk about is the headset.
Oh, yeah.
And we have that to talk about because there's been what seems to be an interesting development here to people who are familiar with Apple manufacturing. So I'm going to have you take a moment and take us through it.
Yeah. So, you know, whenever Apple develops a new product, or even when they're upgrading an existing one, they have to do what are called engineering validation tests. Apple doesn't do these. The component suppliers do them.
Okay.
And the idea here is to make sure that Apple's component suppliers can produce what is needed to meet the design specifications. And the latest news that came out recently is that phase is done.
Okay.
For the mixed reality headset. Now, okay. If we go back in time.
Yes.
Now, you know, we've been talking about maybe the mixed reality headset will come out mid to late 2022. Maybe it'll get delayed until 2023. There were some overheating issues with some of the components that made it look like it was going to be next year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we look at how the Apple Watch design process went,
mm-hmm.
we are at that exact point where, you know, years ago when the Apple Watch came out, it completed the engineering validation test second phase, and then the Apple Watch came out in time for the holidays
mm-hmm.
of that year.
Okay.
So that could be a good sign for a new mixed reality headset on sale for in time for Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've got some interesting information there. And that's part of why we wanted to spend a minute on it, was to go through what the manufacturing process looks like. And right now, I think, Jeff, what you're saying is it's pretty similar to what the watch was, and kind of in the same time frame, which means we could, like you said, we could have it before the end of the year.
Right. And also, you know, too, the fact that we've been seeing more and more references to Reality OS
mm-hmm.
in iOS 15 code, in App Store downloads.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot coming out.
Yeah.
It's just, I think that the key will be if they announce the software development kit at WWDC in June.
Mm-hmm. I think
that'll be the key.
I think so. Because having it this far along in manufacturing means that there may be some existing prototype units, and this is absolutely the kind of thing, much like the watch, where it's a new device of its own. I don't think I'm saying anything too far off here. It's right. A new device of its own that, while it may have iOS at its core, is fundamentally different from the existing devices that run that. And so, much like we have a slightly different flavor for Apple TV and a slightly different flavor for Apple Watch, we're going to have a different flavor for the headset as well. And in order for anything to be available for that, so that they can start showing off what it can do as they release the software developer kit to other developers, there are a few folks that are probably going to have to get their hands on one relatively soon in order to make sure that they've got something that is demoable in that video.
Yep.
So
yep, exactly.
It seems like that it doesn't seem outside the realm of possibility for that to be happening. So maybe we will find out more about this and get something a little more interesting this year instead. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah. you never can tell. No. I would like to know, though, listeners, I would like to know if you are interested in getting one of these when they come out. If perhaps like me, you've looked at Oculus and been on the verge and then remembered Facebook owned it and decided not to buy one because I don't want anything else set up. I don't want to have to set anything else up with a Facebook account if I don't have to. So I'd like to know if you're getting one or if you're interested in one or if you think it's lunacy that Apple is pursuing this path. I would like to hear from you. So give us an email at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter or you can leave comments in the show notes. Jeff, as always, thanks so much for being here today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad you can come talk about rumors with us. And I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.